So we live in a beautifully created world, and there's a lot to experience. And there was something that I learned about recently that I want to go see. Have you ever heard of something called St. Elmo's Fire? It has nothing to do with the Muppet.
Yep. Yep.
Wait, I've seen the meme.
Okay.
It's where you just see Elmo come out of the fucking...
And he lights you on fire.
He's got a torch in his hand. He lights you on fire. Or Elmo is on fire, and he's running at you.
Elmo's fire! Terrifying. Elmo's fire!
We gotta kill Elmo, guys.
If Elmo's public domain is, like, if it's public domain, making, like, a sick-ass hardcore action film called St. Elmo's Fire would be cool.
Ooh. There apparently is a movie, because I googled this, and there apparently is a movie not related to the phenomena at all. It's like something else.
And a bitchin' 80s song.
So St. Elmo's Fire, which a lot of people think the name is like, I was reading when I googled it earlier, a lot of people think the name is like mistranslated, you know, hundreds of times or something like that, you know, just through, you know, telephone pretty much. But what it is, it's during certain times with like thunderstorms and stuff like that, when like electrons are all out of whack and everything like that, certain points, meaning like your fingers or like the tips of like blades, or like a lot of times it would happen on ships, whenever something would come to a point, there would be a bit of plasma coming off of it, and it would glow like a bluish purple color. And so a lot of sailors and pirates and stuff like that would see it on ships. Or if you're like in the upper atmosphere when there's like heat lightning going on, you can like hold your fingers up and you'll see like little purplish blue plasma flames coming off of it. And I like just discovered this and I'm just like, that's it. That's the thing I want to see. That's the thing I want to see in this world.
Wow.
Yeah.
You need a sword charged with St. Elmo's fire to kill evil Elmo?
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
It's a Pathfinder campaign that we have to write now.
Right.
It takes place on Earth, which does exist in Pathfinder.
Yes.
So, there we go.
Well, if the Jim Henson Corporation wants to contact us, we will do that.
The last book is titled The Hard Side of the Sesame Street.
I know I've seen it before, actually. When I was in Iceland, I saw a aurora borealis.
Of course, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it was a fragment of it. Mm. Like, it was such a tiny little piece that you could see, like, the green shimmer and stuff in the sky.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is pretty cool. But I want to experience it in Iceland because there's times that it just covers the sky.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I just want to see that, like, which would require, you know, going back up there at some point. But, I mean, it all dictates temperature, weather patterns, clouds. I mean, like, and if it's, like, a perfectly clear night, it might not happen or it will happen. Mm. So it's just, like, one of those random things that it might work. But I definitely want to see that again at some point.
Are you going to do one of those, like, sleep in, like, those igloos things that have, like, the glass ceilings and so you can have a good view of it at nighttime?
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the best way to do that, I think.
I probably wouldn't do that. Yeah. When I want to go back, I want to go camping. Ooh. I want to actually take a tent.
Whoa.
Out there and stuff.
That's intense.
I
saw that coming before you even started speaking.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've been known to do stupid stuff when camping, namely camping out in frigid temperatures, so that doesn't quite bother me, but...
Cold weather camping is the best.
Kind of prefer it over hot.
Oh, yeah, definitely prefer over hot, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, dude, camping
for
when it's hot just sucks.
Yeah.
you're literally bundled up with all of your friends in a tent, and it's just like, this just sucks.
Why is it a sauna in here?
Just fuck the bears, I'm sleeping outside.
But I want the bears to eat me, David.
Come on.
But yeah, my answer is Aurora Borealis.
That's a classic one. I feel like that's one of the ones you should never forget. Like, you always see, but like when you experience it in person, I feel like it's always...
I've seen so many postcards of it, I want to experience it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Does Godzilla count?
You want to experience Godzilla as a natural phenomenon?
He wants to experience Godzilla from a healthy distance away.
Yeah, I was going to say,
As long as Godzilla's over there and not using its breath this way.
being a tree guy myself, I would love to go to the old growth redwood forest someday. It's not a hard one for me to do. I just have to go to California, which, eh.
California.
I know, John. Have you ever thought about going to the Black Forest in Germany?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I would love to do like that.
Hundreds and hundreds of miles of just dense forest. You could get lost.
That's where Bigfoot was this whole time.
All those noobs looking in North America.
Right.
I think I would love to experience the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to experience just like the isolation and solitude of Antarctica. Like, literally, go to a place where there are no bugs. Where
yeah, fair yeah.
Like there are no insects in Antarctica.
Nope.
They have like underground, and they're like the facilities there. There's like underground storage where all of the frost on the interior walls is just collected breath, because
yeah,
that's the frost. only source of water vapor is
wow.
Their breath, and it all freezes on the walls.
I think me and you have been watching the same TikToks, Kelly.
Perhaps.
I mean, that facility, I know Anthony Bourdain went there at one point, I think for a show, I think it was No Reservations, and they got into, like, the tunnels and stuff like that, and they were just explaining, like, how freaking cold it is down there. But, you know, you don't need to power a refrigerator at all.
Yeah.
I think they have, like, a place where you can view underneath the ice of Antarctica, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, man.
So there's just, like, crazy stuff down there. And it's like, that'd just be an alien world.
Yeah.
It basically is an alien planet.
Yeah, you could pretend you're on Hoth from Star Wars.
I thought, smell bad on the outside.
Kelly says, gutting some creature.
Yeah, I definitely take whatever mammal-riding creature they have down there instead of spaceship.
I think it would be a horde of penguins that you would have to use.
But. Yep. I'll string up a bunch of pup penguins to a sled.
A bunch of emperor penguins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see,
there's just a slide like in Mario 64. Like,
yeah.
For the first day, and then they die the first night.
Bring me my baby as Kelly throws it off the edge.
Yeah, everybody did that at least once. I don't care how normal you think you are. Is this your baby?
Whoopsie. I've ever seen it. It's been in multiple comics of like the guys at like Heaven's Gate, and he's just like, wow, you know, you've been really good your whole life. You know, you like gave to the poor, and you know, you did charity work. And they're just like, we're gonna review some things you did in video games, and he's just like, oh no, and it flashes back to that moment where he just drops the baby off the edge in front of his mom. Oh dang it.
I always love those memes where it's somebody standing in front of the gates of heaven, and it's some dude with like a folder, and it's like the Discord like logs. It's like, what's this?
Well, our Discord, the Dragon Plus Squad Discord, is full of nothing but wholesomeness and memes and fart.
That's true.
And fart jokes. Lots of fart jokes. But if you're only in our Discord, you'll definitely still get into heaven. somebody that deserves to be in heaven, however, and is not yet, is Grimshaw's friend, Athena, who was transformed into a witchfire after some sort of betrayal. So I want to talk about something, because I actually forgot something in that you, after getting hit, are supposed to roll a will save, and I didn't do it last time. But it was last episode, so I'm going to go ahead and scrub it. Mostly because you just got hit by an after 20 from her, so
yeah.
let's just do that. So, but let me do a little recap here. Is you guys had defeated some of the creatures, some of the prisoners that were turned into undead in the prison here, or in the holding cells of the secret base for the Crimson Briar. And you came out, and when you went into this main area that's just called the Gorge, it's a large room with a crevice down the center and these like shoddily built wooden bridges connecting the two sides. And standing in the center was a creature called a Witchfire, which is a hag or a witch that is transformed into one after their death. And this one was apparently Grimshaw's friend Athena, mm-hmm. We'll see what Grimshaw has to say about this, but I know he's got a lot of things going through his head. So Grimshaw, I kind of want to hear from you right now. Is this is like everything else before this was like clearly egregious, you know, clearly blasphemy, but this is like, yeah. It seems like every single thing you're coming across is like tipping the scale of like more evil.
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse. Like, you know, it's one thing to like disturb the dead. You know, the dead can be put back to rest. But man, just like killing the living, and it's like, okay, like I killed the prisoners, like that's bad. Like that's you know, ethically, morally wrong. Like they should have been tried, et cetera, et cetera. But man, like you talk about that sliding scale, like walking into this room. Oof. Man, Grimshaw is tore up inside right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that's really keeping him going is like literally that knowledge check that he can, there's a chance he can, you know, lay her spirit to rest. But man, he is, whew, this is a dark day.
Yeah.
Grimshaw thought his dark days were behind him.
Nope.
Little did he know, it just keeps on coming.
Yeah,
it's all downhill from here.
It's all downhill from here, baby.
I mean, it just goes to show that there's no depth that like evil will go. You know, like just when you're just like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. Like something else happens. You're just like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So
You gotta think about it. Like in those prisoners, I mean, God, we don't know what they did, but like. They were just sitting in there waiting to be tried or whatever, and then boom, massive undead creatures.
Well, let's get into it. I ended the episode with a natural 20 from the Witchfire, from Athena the Witchfire, onto Grimshaw. So let's handle that.
This is another weirdly appropriate one.
Okay. All right.
Magical glow. The target glows for 1 minute with the effects of fairy fire spell. So,
okay.
You're lit. You're lit with a pale, harmless fire.
Okay, that is extremely appropriate, and I'll get into a minute why. So, critical damage though, Kel?
Yep.
Okay. That is going to be 38 points of damage.
Oh my god.
How you looking? Two big crits on Tim.
Yeah, well, I mean, Grimshaw's a chonky boy, but he's hurting.
I also need you to make a will save now.
That's the scary thing.
I know, Oof. Alright, I'm using my earth dice to see if I can stay grounded in my will.
There we go. I like it.
Boy. This is about as in between as it gets. I rolled an 11.
Uh-huh.
For a total of a 28.
Okay. That
feels like a fail.
That is a success.
Whoa. Cool. Okay.
That is a success. However, a success comes with creature appears to catch fire with sickly green flames.
Oh.
These flames deal no damage on their own, but as long as the flames burn, you cannot be concealed, you gain weakness 5 to fire for 1 round.
Okay.
Okay.
That just cancels out your
resistance.
Don't you have resistance?
I do.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay. So she strikes out and she like goes like directly like into your chest as her like ghostly hand like swipes through you, and she's just like, leave Grimshaw, for your own good, as she goes into the floor.
Ugh, come on,
that's bullshit.
So she's gone. Great.
Okay.
Right. That is that. Okay. So wait, was that a reaction?
Or an attack on me?
Yeah. Was that a reaction from you?
I can't remember if it was my turn or not.
I don't know if it, because I just went to the initiative and it's on you, so that might have just been a reaction.
Yeah, it was her reaction.
Okay, so she wouldn't be able to slink into the floor.
Okay, she wouldn't be able to slink down then. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
All right.
You gain a vision into the future.
Grapple.
Well, yes, didn't grapple. Didn't you hit him and it was her reaction to swing at Tim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you crit her.
Yeah.
And then she crits you back. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay, okay. Oh, so.
That's right. I forgot what her reaction was for a moment.
Okay, gotcha. So you activated, moved, and then attacked.
Activated. Oh, because I jumped.
Oh, you jumped. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, I jumped.
Okay.
I attacked. So I guess I have one more action left.
I think you activated a wand or something like that. But
no. Oh, no. You're talking about the long strider wand?
Yeah,
I activated that back.
Oh, okay.
That was way long. Back. Okay. Yeah,
the start of the combat.
Okay.
Not at the start of the combat. No. I activated that back when right after we got them. You know how we got them from the academy? I just went boosh on me. Because it lasts for 8 hours.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was like, you know.
It'll still be there.
Probably something's going to happen in 8 hours.
Okay, then I think you have one more action.
Okay, so one action. I am a little hurt, so I think I am going to. Do I just want to lay on the damage? Do I want to literally lay on the damage? I should have done that at the beginning of my turn, so perhaps not. Because I could potentially get a -2 penalty for AC. I think I am going to instead call out for Milani's help.
Okay.
So I'm going to issue Sacred Defense. Be like, Milani, please help me put her to rest. And I'm going to try to crush that DC 30 religion check.
Okay.
Listen, I got a nat 3. Let's see if I crit fail.
Oh, no, yeah, that might be a...
I did not crit fail. I got a 21, so it's a fail, so I can do it again. I just... Nothing happens.
All right.
Woof.
Okay. Then it comes to Benson.
Well, now that I have a general idea of what it's about to do, but I was going to do this on my turn, so Benson will also leap.
Okay.
Since he has that amount of... movement too, and I will swing my useless non-ghost touching sword at it.
wait, you, John, have lay on hands, which can do positive damage.
Mm-hmm. And lower AC if they fail their fortitude by 2.
Just a thought.
I thought you had to take a feat for that, though.
Nope.
Not if it's undead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There's the feat is for you to be able to use it on, like, demons.
Yeah, demons, and I think aberrations or something new.
Then Benson will do exactly that as he reaches out his hand.
Okay, so a
presses it.
Fortitude save, then?
Yep.
25.
That's a fail.
That is a fail.
Sounds like a fail, yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Does it just automatically do the damage it heals for?
I think you have to roll. I think it's 5d6?
Okay.
Let's see. Focus spells, lay on hands. Against an undead target, you deal 5d6.
Okay.
And they get the -2 status penalty to AC for 1 round.
That's nice. Pretty solid.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
So not only do you get to do 5d6, but you also, your strike, it's minus 2 AC.
And, John, your next strike does not have a map.
Oh, because it was a save, not an attack.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. You ready for this roll? I was just... 5, 4, 4, 6, 5.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Damn. Okay.
24 points of damage.
Wow. Okay.
And Benson will go out and swing now.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. This is a very cool cinematic turn. Like, yes, Benson's hands just glow leaps. As he leaps over this crevice, charges the thing with energy, and then just comes in with this giant fucking sword.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, I love cool. it.
And flanked.
Yeah, she's flanked, yeah. So.
Benson always comes up into the cinematic turns.
I know.
So, a cumulative minus 4 to AC. That's wild.
31.
31, that is it?
Nice.
Let's see if I can get through it.
Yes.
Damage reduction 16, so I just got through the damage reduction.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Okay.
Collective 30 damage from old Benson.
Exactly. Okay, and that is the end of your turn?
That is.
Okay. So, it is the Witchfire's turn.
No, it's little Danny's turn.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He weeps.
Little Danny is weeping and whining and moaning because of crushing despair.
Doesn't little Danny get a will save at the end of its turn?
I don't.
He crit failed.
I was going to say, the critical fail. Hold on.
He crit failed horribly.
Didn't Benson fail his save, too?
No.
No, he got a success, though.
Yeah.
Okay. At the start of your turn... Oh, make another save before we move on, because a regular success for Crushing Despair says, for one round, the creature can't use reactions and must attempt another save at the start of his turn.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to consolidate tabs here.
Just so many dice. So many dice rollers.
So many chrome tabs.
So that is a... will save?
Yes.
31.
31, success. So, you're fine. So, we're good there. The critical failure, though, which is definitely what Danny got, is as failure and the creature is automatically slowed one for 1 minute. So...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
two needs, more actions.
So it needs to make a... Well, it needs to make a save.
Okay.
This thing cannot do anything in this combat.
I believe in little Dan.
I believe in little Dan. Alright, we'll save.
Except for maybe attack Kezra.
The giant badger. That is, yep, that's going to be a crit fail. So it slowed one, and it stops uncontrolled.
And so he's just going to jump right into the crevasse.
Wait, so slowed one means it has two more actions, right?
Yes, but it says it is slowed one for that term. As it stops uncontrollably. Okay, mm-hmm. So it still has two actions then.
Yes.
Okay, so what is a badger's speed to see if it even can get over? It's definitely not making that jump, I can tell you that.
It fails the jump and just falls.
It falls 25 feet to its death. Bye, Danny.
Crying the whole time.
Let's
see. Shut up about the fucking badger!
10... 10, 15, 20, 25, 5, 10, 15. All right, so it is able to come up on the other side of her, and that is his turn, since it was slowed.
Push her into the crevasse.
She is going to... what's her fly speed? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Zero.
That's pretty good, actually. She's going to fly into the floor. And then she's going to use an ability as you hear her cry out, "Please! Just leave!" And she's going to use something called Witch Flame Kindling. Requirement is a creature within 30 feet of the Witchfire burns with Witch Flame, which you have. Witchfire's eyes and mouth glow brightly, so you can actually see this in the gorge below. You can kind of see her, like, the green flame glow a little bit down there. Mm-hmm. And the witch flame of the creature momentarily burns much hotter. So I need you to first make me a basic fortitude save.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no. Hey, you're good. Fortitude you're good. Save. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's a 23.
That is a fail.
What'd you roll, a one?
I rolled a three.
Damn.
You burn for 34 points of fire and negative damage.
Holy shit. My gosh.
Benson rolled a 36, by the way.
So, Benson, you see him covered in these flames, and all of a sudden they just grow hotter, and you just see Grimshaw just... like,
actually, yeah. I need to make a note here. Uh-huh. Is he actually... Is light actually emitting from him?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Because if she's in the ground, Benson can't see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. True, yeah.
Yep. He's got fairy fire on, which emits...
30 feet of... Regular light, 60 feet of dim, I think, is it?
Yeah, well, also the, I mean, he's also covered in the witch flame, too, so yeah. there is some fire coming out from
that. A lot of light sources.
Yeah, so, there's a light source from him now. Also, make sure that you were weak 5 to fire as well.
Yeah, canceled out, because I have resistance 5 fire. Oh, right, canceled out,
okay, got it, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and that is her turn.
Ugh. Yeah, Grimshaw is literally just getting immolated. Whew.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Okay, Kezra is going to move up. And can he see her?
So you're standing on the bridge and you're looking down into the gorge. You cannot see her. You can tell that she's like under there.
Oh. She's not invisible, right?
Cause I can see that. She's not invisible now.
I really can't do anything.
Do you have a one action you get ready?
I guess I can just cast shield. And, does Arcana do anything for her?
It would be occultism or religion, to identify anything about her.
Yeah, no dice there.
No.
Okay. No Lord Dragons, right?
No. I'm afraid this is one of the purviews that, she was not aware of.
What?
Got it.
Yeah. Damn, suck. Yeah, I'll just cast shield and I guess do nothing else.
Okay.
Can't really do
anything. It's always so sad when there's legitimately nothing you can do in a turn.
Yeah.
Like, well, I guess I'll wait another half an hour for it to be my turn again.
Yeah, I already got my claws out, did my shield, moved. She's not... Yeah, whatever. Okay, just move on. I'm done.
Okay. Alright. So it comes to Elkwood's turn now.
Okay. So Elkwood can't see a damn thing, but he just saw her disappear into the floor.
I have a question.
Go on.
Never mind. Irrelevant.
Okay.
Good question.
Good question. Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
let's see. So what he's going to do is he's going to stealth over into this area right here. So he's going to make a stealth check.
Okay. Back into the box as you were hitting him.
Yeah, I'm going back into the box.
Gotcha. Get back in the box.
I'm going in the box.
Oh, Elkwood of the boxes, what is your wisdom?
Shoot this thing. That's a 30 for stealth. And he's just going to take two actions to ready an action to shoot her as soon as she appears.
Fair enough.
That's all I can think about doing, so.
Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Alright, Grimshaw. He's got two lesser healing potions in his pack, so he's going to... Alright, how many actions are you going to make me to use to get both of them from the pack?
Double fist them.
That was... I would say it would be... Well, I guess it would be one to grab them, but it would be one each to drink them, wouldn't it?
That's what I was kind of hoping you'd say. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So that is
which what is better than the one action to grab each and then only drink one.
Yeah. Oh, it's lesser. Oh, that's nice. So it's 2d8 plus 5. Okay, for a second I thought they were minor. I was like, oh man, only 1d8. No, 2d8 plus 5. That's...
I was a little nice about it.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. So, I mean, like, that's my whole turn. I can just roll my hit points by myself.
That's true, yeah. Okay. Benson, it is your turn.
Tim, do you need healing?
I think I'm actually doing good. I mean, I just rolled 16 for my first one. So...
Well, there's not a whole lot I can do either.
All right, give me some healing then.
Well, you said you're good.
No, I was saying it so you check up on me.
I'll use the healer's gloves on him. What was that heal again?
Healer's gloves. I didn't link those yet. I want to say it's 2d6 plus 5. That is, I'm just pulling that out of my butt. Let's see.
If you're close here.
It is... 2d6 plus 7.
Whoa, man.
You get 14 points of healing.
Well, dang. I'm doing pretty good, because I got another 16 from the second healing potion. So...
I can see nothing in Foundry, by the way, so...
Even if
light's coming off of Grimshaw, I can't see anything.
I didn't put the glowing thing on him, so...
Yeah, Benson is just going to try to move somewhere where this thing might appear, and...
Okay. I'll say moving half speed, you can make it up to the bridge where Kezra is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it comes to the creature's turn. The green flame that was coming out from underneath, it disappears.
She ran away.
She ran. Like a coward.
Hmm.
Are we still in combat turns?
Kezra, it is your turn.
Okay. She's hiding.
That is your answer.
I can't see anything invisible.
As you start looking around, ooh, that's a good question. All right, I'll say this. She did go invisible. But would your see invisibility help you in darkness?
No.
Okay.
Hmm.
But she emits light, but because... Oh man, we're getting into some physics here.
But I thought Grimshaw was producing light, though.
That's only if the light's hitting her.
Yeah.
Yeah, which it would...
Far away, I guess?
Yeah.
If only I could cast light.
It's the one cantrip you didn't take.
I did not take light.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, write in, everybody, to tell us how wrong we are.
I imagine I kind of imagine if she goes invisible, her light source is gone.
Yeah, see, like that's what I'm thinking too. But at the same time, it's like, would see invisibility help you if you couldn't see otherwise?
Yeah, but is that true of will-o-wisps? Are they supposed to naturally glow even when invisible?
So will-o-wisps do naturally glow. That glowing thing that was on them when I put one on the field, I didn't do that. That actually just comes with the token, because of the...
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, which is awesome. I didn't have to do that. They have something called glow, which just means a will-o-wisp is itself naturally invisible, but glows with colored light, casting bright light in the area and making it visible. So when it goes invisible, that's when the light goes away, because it can like actively do something called go dark, which just means that all the light disappears.
Are there any, like, Kezra wants to look for any unlit torches hanging on, like, any sconces? Can he light a torch?
Sure. There's a sconce here at the entrance. So let me explain a little bit more of this room. On the western side, there's two hallways that lead to stairs that go up And so the entrance to them, they're very rough stone walls, but there's a torch sconce at the entrance to one of them, about 10 feet away from you.
Okay, then Kezra will walk over and touch it with the staff of fire, and light the torch and pick it up.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Let me give you some light. How much does it give you? 10 feet of bright light, I think. It's like 10 feet of bright.
I think a torch is 20 feet, but maybe it's only 10.
Watch this, but if you're wrong, and it's like 15.
Torch is 20 foot radius, and 20 feet of dim after that, and I have low light vision, so it would be 40 for me.
Nice. Got it. Okay. Okay. All right. When you do that, then, let me see if this vision. Oh, what's interesting is that it's like at like the edge of your vision. So you do see her as she glows, and you can see her. She's like just on the edge of your vision. But she has come up, and she is invisible.
Okay. Well, I guess that would be my whole action if I was move, interact to light, and then grab torch.
Oh, then grab, yeah. Okay, got it.
So
okay, but
I
now
can't call her out. But
right, okay.
I will say she's still here.
Oh so, yeah, yeah. That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say you could obviously make a free action to be like she's that way, but like not actually point them out.
You're a liar. I don't see her.
So she is going to fly towards you, Kang Benson, and she is going to say, she screams out to Benson as she suddenly erupts invisibility. She becomes visible, and the sickly green flames just envelop her entire being again. Mm. And Benson, I would like you to make a will save.
Oh, that would hit my reaction.
That's true. Ooh. Yes.
Quick, Kezra, throw a fireball at her.
Use her weakness.
This has been a rough. This has been a rough combat for Kezra and his ability to do anything on his turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're lucky that we all have magical things in general.
Yes.
Because otherwise, it'd be like the sad badger down there.
Yeah, that little Danny.
Little Danny.
27.
Just a roll, sorry. There's Hunter's Edge. Oh my god, though. 38.
That will be it.
Shit. Okay, so this is 20 points of damage.
Okay.
3 of it is fire.
Okay, so ignore the fire. So it would be 17?
17 points of damage.
17 points of damage, okay.
Well, 7 points of damage because of her resistance.
Understood. Yep.
Ouch.
Okay.
As middling a roll as Benson can get with a will save.
Okay. So, wait. Well, wait, sorry.
Is it just all Benson right. with a will save?
Wait, this is out of order. Hold on, sorry. You went, and then... What am I doing? What's wrong with me?
You want a list?
Alright, so wait. Kezra, you just went. Oh, so then I guess it would go back to Elkwood.
Yeah, I took a react. My saved action was the my two actions were to ready a shot as soon as she appeared.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be going next. It would actually be you.
Okay. Yeah, because that's why I was kind of confused, like that she was just randomly. All
right, I will move her again because you can still see her though.
And I do have range, so
okay,
easily. So this time. He hits her for 7 points of damage.
She wouldn't have become visible yet because she didn't actually do any of that. Sorry.
Okay, so never mind then.
All right.
Same thing, I guess. He'll do stealth and become unnoticed and take 2 actions to ready an action to shoot immediately.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And that's 32 for stealth. So.
Got it. Yep. She's not focused on you yet, so you feel pretty safe.
hey, if I can take a get like a bonus to hit, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
If she's not noticing me, I mean,
yeah. Anyway, it comes to Grimshaw then. So the only thing that you know, Grimshaw, is that Kezra has said that she has not left.
Okay. I think, I feel like all I can... Oh, she's invisible again?
Yeah, she's still invisible. I made her visible so that way Kezra could see where she is, but...
Okay.
But he's the only one that can actually see her. Man,
that greater invisibility life. I will use a seek action to see if I can suss out the spot so that she can become hidden instead of undetected.
Okay.
Seek action, go for 30.
30, so it would be against her...
I think it's a stealth DC.
Stealth DC. She does... what'd you get total?
30.
Missed it by one, unfortunately.
Oh, Natty 16 doesn't get much better than that. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Huh. Well... I think I could just... This is the worst. You know what? If she's gonna stay hidden, then I am just going to... I'm gonna burn a... Oh, okay. Let me think about Battle Prayer.
Oh, yeah, is that a targeted thing?
You call out... As long as they're within 30 feet of me, and like she said she was still here. Yeah, as long as so I don't know necessarily where she is. So I'm just gonna call out a battle prayer.
Sure. Yeah.
And I'm just gonna say, Athena, if you're still in there, Milani, she could put you to rest. Just let go. And. Is the religion check against her will DC?
Okay.
Ooh, okay. That is a 31.
That is a success.
All right, so success. I deal 1d6 good damage, or holy damage, however you want to call it. So 4 points.
Okay.
And then, last action, I think I'm...
Wait, is that considered force or ghost touch or anything like that?
Battle prayer. It's a you deal of an. It's an align. It's alignment damage.
It'd be holy damage.
Holy damage.
Not vitality though.
Oh
yeah.
Okay. I don't actually think that would do anything to her. Because remember she is all damage 10. And except for force and ghost touch or vitality.
Rough.
Rip.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, this is a fucking annoying combat.
This is rough.
This is Witchfire.
So last action, I'm just gonna lay on hands.
All right,
30 points of healing.
Okay. Now, Benson, it is your turn. All that you know is that Kezer, you saw a flash of light to the south. So like it that just confirms the what Kezer said. That she's still in the room.
Benson looks over at Kezra and just goes, "Give me a direction."
South across the ravine. And Benson, you're in bright light right now for 20 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benson, not knowing what, because this thing can apparently fly and move at extremely fast rates, he is going to stand here. So he can still get to both Grimshaw and Kezra.
Okay.
And I... Fucking I'll raise my shield, why not?
Alright. And is that the end of your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she will move. She will move... to the center of the room. Kezra, you're the only one who can see this. Now she goes to do something which reveals her. Elkwood, now you can take your attack.
Oh boy.
Hooray! Right,
let's do it. I mean, I have to roll at least higher than a 10. like 10 points of damage. It's just funny just shooting a ghost with an arrow.
Yep.
get that back up and roll.
Witchfire, look. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, 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 bang.
We got her.
30 the hit.
That will be a hit.
Okay. Damage, and I will...
Yeah, just remove fire. Also, is this including precision damage?
No, because okay. She's not my hunted prey.
Oh, right. So, okay, gotcha.
Because I couldn't have seen her until all that crap. So that's actually a pretty good roll. 25 points of damage, but take 5 of that off.
Okay.
So, because 5 of it was flame, fire, gotcha. And then
yeah,
take 10 off. So 10 points of damage.
10 points right. of damage. Okay, got it. Got it. Okay. And what she does is she looks at you, Benson, and she just screams, "Leave! Leave now for your own good!" As the flames just erupt and her whole body morphs, and I need you to make the will save now instead.
Benson's just like, no.
Benson's like, no, I don't want to.
You're not the boss of me. Natural 17, I'm gonna die. 34?
Okay, so that is a success. So you will still be taking some damage as she tried to cast Phantasmal Killer on you.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be...
What does Benson see from the Phantasmal Killer?
Yeah. Right?
His mother.
I could give you a hint. He sees a... knight, not himself, but another enemy knight in black demonic looking armor.
Ooh, okay. Nice. Okay. Alright, so that is going to be melee damage, 13 points of mental damage.
Owie, my brains.
And you are frightened 1 because of this.
Ooh.
Benson doesn't get frightened.
Well, spell says so.
Oh.
Dang.
But Jake, he says Benson Dunn's good frightened. So.
You're right. I should have said it, though.
I missed 1E when Paladins literally couldn't get friend.
I know, right? This is such a great ability. Just immune
that's probably
to fear
why
effects.
They nerfed the shit out of it.
Right.
That's a different type of champion you can select, right? That's like that does fear or something or reduces fear.
It might be one of the mercies. I think it might be one of those things.
A mercy can do that.
All right. After she tries to cast Phantasmal Killer, it comes to Kezra.
All right, Kezra. I mean, she's a flaming creature, so his instinct is Ray of Frost. So he's going to cast True Strike and Ray of Frost.
Okay.
Ball of ice forms in his dragon gauntlet as I stall to get my dice out, because I don't have them out yet.
More flavor text, stall.
Hoo-yah! Oh. Hilarious. I rolled a 9 and a 6.
Alright.
27?
That is a miss.
Wait, did Ben Cerny take his turn?
He went before the Witchfire.
Okay, yeah, so that means the minus 2 to AC is worn off.
Yeah, so... Cool. Another banger of a turn.
I was really excited because I was like, oh, Kezra finally gets to do something. Womp womp.
Yeah, I was excited too.
Alright, Elkwood, it is your turn.
So she's now visible. I mean, the annoying thing is that the fact that you also just pointed out, you're like, precision damage. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yep. Hunt prey only gives me benefit to give me plus 2. Yeah, but you might as well do it. Heal hunt prey on her, 1 action.
Okay.
And take 2 actions to... I'm just looking at something else to see if I like what this benefit me. Undead or not? I was like, cold iron? Is that useful against undead? probably not. So yeah.
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, so he's just going to take two actions and take a shot with his longbow.
Okay.
And he plus 23. That is a 30.
Yeah, it's a hit.
It's a hit, but I'm like, hold on. That's... Hold on, 21. 21 points of damage, so take all 5, so that'd be 16. So six damage total.
6 points of damage total.
God, that 10 really sucks.
I know, right? Oh all God. Damage 10 is it's a lot.
Someone give me ghost touch. Ghost touch arrows, that'd be amazing.
The arrowheads are just little, like, ghostly flames.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
See, it'd be cool. Okay. Is that the end of your turn there?
That's it.
Okay. Grimshaw, she has appeared before you, and she tried to cast a phantasmal killer on your friend.
Oof.
She's about 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try to do the strategy of one really good attack, because I feel like my second attacks just aren't really working.
Okay.
So I'm gonna take a step. So I'm right next to her. I'm gonna use a feint action to try to get her off guard.
Okay.
I hate this so much. It is a nat 1. So that just means I'm flat-footed to her.
Okay.
I'm just gonna swing.
All right.
I try to do like a move, and it's just like, you always saw through that move.
I could never get you with that one.
Man, these dice are ice cold tonight.
Oh man,
oh, that's a 25.
That's a miss.
I hate to see it.
Wow.
All right, Benson. She's across the gorge from you. But as we know, you could leave across just fine.
Yeah. So I totally independently of myself was looking through my inventory, and Benson remembers that he has that dragon eye charm.
Oh yeah.
So he uses it, and he. Per day. The third effect of the Dragon Eye Charm is you can become to glow faintly with golden energy, and you gain resistance fire 5 for 10 minutes.
There we go. Very nice.
Totally remembered I had that on my own.
Hey, Timmy, what's this message you put in chat? Is that a...
Don't worry about that.
Shut up.
Mr. Benson Swings for the Fences has other things to do.
All right, cool. So you got resistance.
He will leap.
Okay.
And then use his last action to strike. I was like, could it possibly give me ghost touch? Nah.
No.
Okay. For a natural 20.
Oh, there we go.
Gosh.
Good. There we go.
Yeah.
All right, let's hope I pull the ghost touch crit.
You do triple damage, and your weapon has ghost touch? Wow.
What?
As I've leapt across the gorge, I used my shield like skateboard, like Link, and then I did a wicked kick flip.
Exactly.
Gory.
Do no extra damage, but be sick.
Gory. The target is sickened. 1.
Okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
Regular damage?
Double damage.
Okay. Means I'm definitely going to actually hurt this thing for once. Okay.
Can the undead get sickened?
Shut up.
It doesn't say that it's in the immunities. Yay. She's got like she has a bunch of immunities, but sickened is not one of them.
42 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Benson's
done fucking around.
Oh man. Okay. She has. You sure you ain't got a plus 1 somewhere in there?
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm not.
You're...
I mean, you could just give it to me for flavor.
I'm not.
Nobody else attack it. Let Grimshaw kill it.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, it does feel like his to do. Okay, it comes to her turn then. She is not going to worry about the second. She's just going to take the negatives. She is going to...
No, I want to see the Witchfire puke.
You describe this, Jake. Like a green flame. You fucking describe it.
She opens her mouth way too wide, and the sickly green flames pour out. She's like, "Oh, I feel much better now."
Next turn, she vomits red fire.
Get that out of here! I don't know. I don't want that. Okay. For one, since you just attacked her, Benson, I'm actually going to use the reaction here to hit you.
Fair enough.
So this is going to be a... because you just hit her, she is sickened. 35 to hit.
That hits.
It's going to be 20 points of damage.
Ooh.
9 of that was fire, so that would get down to 4. So 16 points of total.
16?
And then make me will save.
All right.
Yep. I have a plus 17 to this.
Uh-oh.
That is a 19.
Okay, so that is a... that is just a fail.
Good.
However... So success is the creature appears to catch fire with sickly green flames. The flames deal no damage, blah, blah, blah. And it says gains weakness 5 to fire for 1 round. That's the success. As failure, it says as success, but the effect is permanent until removed.
How would you remove it?
Remove curse?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, damn, going into Milani's playground of undead really just... It hurts.
What is he cursing about?
It's called Witch Flame. And so if you succeed, you gain weakness 5 to fire and you glow for 1 round. Failure is the effect is permanent until removed.
Mm.
Oh wow. So you need to find someone that removes curse.
So you constantly look like you're on fire.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of sick looking, but...
It does look pretty cool.
It's kind of dope. I think I might keep it.
You know what, guys? Just leave it.
It's kind of a vibe.
It's just like one of those pay armors that you can get on Halo or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like World of Warcraft.
Fire, yeah.
Okay, so that was her reaction. Her actual turn. She is going to fly back to the other side of the gorge to the south again. And she is going to make 2 Witch Flame Bolt ranged attacks at you, Benson.
What a jerk.
Because it is one action for one of these.
Okay, I thought she was second. So.
That doesn't remove actions.
No. Yeah, it doesn't remove actions.
Oh, it just puts you negative. Okay, I mixed that up.
So it's going to be a 30 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. Second attack is going to be multiple attack penalties, sickened and all that. Miss, and a total whiff on that one, too.
Elkwood just needs to thread one arrow and get above a 10.
Yeah.
Hey, Kezra's right there.
I realized I could have done something very bad to you, but you know what? I like how this is turning out. She's frantic. She's just screaming. Just leave. It's for your own good. It's too dangerous here.
Benson Kezra, looks back at Kezra. That bitch definitely has 1 health. Get her.
God told me there was 1 health left.
You said my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Kezra will form another Ray of Frost and try to hit her.
All right. She's sickened.
Natural 3.
We just can't close. That's our problem.
Just pathetic, Kezra.
Our beginning and mid games are great. We just can't close games.
Wait. Jake, what? Little Danny could get a nat 20.
Oh, that's true.
It wouldn't do jack shit because he has non-magical weapons.
No, no, it's just double resistance. But if you get an at 20, it's a crit.
That's true.
Can we,
wait, can he get... Okay, so he can get over to her.
Yeah, he can. Come on, little Danny. Just need an at 20.
If he actually does this, I quit.
He misses.
Shut up.
I don't even know how many rounds he's supposed to be here.
he's here forever now.
I was going to say, yeah.
I think since he's here forever. I think since he formed for a crit, it would just be a minute.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. After Kezra Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. He is just going to... She's still hunted prey on him.
Yep.
So it's fine. He's going to take a 2 action. He's going to take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to end this. That's plus 23 to hit. Motherfucker. 25 to hit, obviously.
That is a miss, yeah.
Oh,
and second action. Plus 16 to hit. Motherfucker. 21 to hit.
That's a miss.
Oh, 2 arrows. Gosh. Oops, gone.
Oh, epic. My gosh.
Epic failure.
Epic.
I'm sick.
Now, I was doing it on purpose so Grimshaw can finish.
There it is.
Yeah. Suppression fire.
Yes.
That's what Elko was doing.
Yeah.
Get her, Grimshaw. She's all yours.
It is your turn, Grimshaw.
Alright, Grimshaw.
You've been provided suppression fire.
Grimshaw can get here with 1 action.
Okay.
Second action is going
right up to the right up to the bottom, south side of her.
Yep. Next action, gonna use that deception to try to get her off guard.
Okay.
Out of the box, come on. Oh gosh, another. I mean, that's not. It's 22. So fail.
That's fail. Yep.
Yeah, fail on that. So now I'm gonna strike out.
Like
guilty. You slay on hands.
No. 29 to hit.
That is a hit.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Alright, so...
So you have 1 HP, so...
Yeah.
You bring the Morningstar up, and you hit her in the back, and she falls to the ground, and her form is sort of, like... It's sort of turning into embers, so they sort of, like, go away.
Yeah.
And all the green flames are, like, slowly dying out, and she just sort of, like, crawls to you. She's like, please... Leave, Mr. Grimshaw. The evil here. It's unimaginable. And her entire body just turns into green ash and just disappears into nothing.
And Grimshaw, he just collapses to his knees and just sobs. Just weeps. You see him, he cups the ashes in his hands, and he just watches them fall into nothing.
Benson just kind of walks up behind him and just grabs him by the shoulder and just, like, gives him, like, nod. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, feeling your touch, he looks over to Benson. He looks down again at the ground.
You deserved better, Athena. You deserve so much more than the Order could ever give you. We were lucky to have you. And we're so much worse off now that you're gone. We will bury what's left when the time is right. But I hope you understand that my work here is not done. I can't leave.
And do you see him take out, like, a small satchel, and he gathers whatever ash he can and puts it in. And tucks it in his backpack as, yeah. CGZ rises just Like, the you see that the shuddering from the sobbing has stopped, the shaking is gone, and you just see a man racked with grief, but you see that the morning star at his side, it rattles with anger, it rattles with satisfaction almost, because undead have been slain, and you know, this fall of Milani's been put to rest, but it hungers for more. And you see Grimshaw grab on to the Morning Star almost to steady himself, and you see that like he kind of, you know, vibrates a little bit with it, and he steadies, and he looks back at the group. He says,
"If Athena's gone, I don't know what else could lie before us. Sir Thorn, he was one of the best, and he's gone too. I don't know what to do, but I just know we have to keep pushing on. If you guys will keep going."
Of course.
Yes, I suppose so. These undead are quite a blight on the world here.
Yes.
Yeah, Kezra feels like, I mean, he's just been massively ineffective for all these combats so far, mm-hmm. and he's just like, "I don't know what I can be, but I believe it's right. We do need to keep moving on. This, whatever this is, needs to be ended. I'm sorry for your loss."
"Thank you."
"Would you like me to take the lead?"
"Yeah. Yeah."
We take 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, within the 10 minutes that you guys take, if you stay here in the gorge, one, Danny goes away.
He just sort of little Danny
just turns into ash.
That's the real tragedy.
"I don't feel so good, Mr. Grimshaw."
Mr. Grimshaw. You guys hear what sounds like whispering, like a light. Imagine if someone was trying to like raise their voice while also not trying to draw attention. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like a
"Hey, hey, who's up there
in the gorge?"
Yes, you believe it to be coming from the gorge.
Oh dear!
Is there another sconce on the wall anywhere?
Yeah. There's one at like every entrance, just about.
All right, Kezra will light another torch and toss it down.
You hear?
"Who's that?
Does the voice sound familiar to me?"
The voice sounds very familiar. It sounds like Sir Thorn.
Oh.
"I'm gonna do the secret call. If it's really Sir Thorn, he would know."
Okay.
So Grimshaw, you hear him go,
"Hum-diddity. Grimshaw, is that you?"
"By the gods, Sir Thorn, is that you?"
No wonder you guys got stumped.
You say it's 25 to the bottom?
It is 25 feet to the bottom.
Grimshaw's gonna, with reckless abandon, he's just gonna jump down, and he has catfall, so he takes like 5 points of damage from that fall.
Okay. So you do that, and over in the far south, so it's the gorge sort of goes deeper than the entrance, or you know, like the top of it, and all the way to the south, there's a big cave back there that you guys would usually hide stuff, and you see Sir Thorn, and he's on the ground up against with his big lance that he has, and you can see both of his legs are broken.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Grimshaw, he's played by Idris Elba.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
He's like,
save him.
That's a handsome man.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He's a good looking dude. He's Grimshaw. Thank Valani, it's you.
What happened? Tell me everything.
It was Malus. He called me down. He contacted me, and there was this woman. She looked Assyrian, or maybe from Arab or something. And when I came in, they brought me out here. We got into an argument, and then she shoved me. And when I tried to swing back, Malus, he casted some sort of spell, and they shoved me down here. And I broke my legs when I hit the bottom. I dragged myself here.
Oh my gosh.
I've been sitting here for a few days now.
A few days?
Yes, I've been trying to keep calm.
Yeah, so Grimshaw goes in his pack. He pulls out, you know, some water. He pulls out the Reuben that he took from upstairs.
Oh, thank God to Reuben.
And he's like, I should have known. I've always had my doubts about Malus. I just thought he just thought a little different. I didn't think he actually turned on us.
No, I know. He brought this woman in. Apparently she was supposed to help, but he didn't elaborate on what. Now I know why, that bastard.
We've encountered just horrors. Horrors, Sir Thorne. There's graves desecrated. Specters come to life, and I don't know if you heard everything that went on.
No, I saw it too. She floated down here at one point, and I must have averted her gaze. She's been floating there, and I've luckily been able to try to get some sleep with my legs.
Yeah. So Grimshaw, he's gonna try to lay on hands. I don't know if this is beyond.
Benson can lay on power. Hands this too.
Yeah.
It seems like it. I said it would be a restoration. So,
but oh, restoration. Okay. Yeah. So he's gonna do lay on hands in case he had any damage from like the fall, like you know, hit point damage type things. But he's gonna be like, well,
we have to get you out of here.
I don't know how. I don't know how, unless you have a lift. It was one of your companions up there. I heard them. They have a levity spell or something. He adjusts a little bit.
Yeah.
He, like, brings him a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of rope. I'm sure we can figure something out. We can tear up some of those boards from up there. They were half falling apart anyways.
Yeah, if maybe we could kind of lash some boards together, like a platform, and yeah. then kind of do like a four corners on it, pull it up.
Between kind of like between the master fucking outdoorsman and the trained soldiers, we can probably make a litter.
Oh yeah, easily.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys can take some time. I mean, with you guys, it would take 10-15 minutes.
Right.
So you can get your short rest in, you can get your 10-minute rest in, and then do this. And you guys are able to pull him up. You see that he is, when he smells, he's been sitting in his own stuff for a while, and he just has normal clothes on. Mm. He does have his lance, however. Mm. So he explains that, you know, like a fight almost broke out, and that's why he had his lance, but they knocked him down here. So
Benson pulls him up, and the guy's name was what?
Sir Thorne.
Pulls him up. Sir Thorne, nice to meet you. I'm Sir Benson Black.
Oh, of the Black family.
The one who wears the cloak, Sir Thorne. I've met him. This is he.
Oh, it's good. Good to have friends.
No, like, seriously, Sir Thorne, like, do you know who this is?
Jesus.
Like,
Grimshaw, you travel more than I do. You know me. I've spent my entire life in Cartago.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, he's a pretty big deal. That's honestly, if it wasn't for him, any motions to Kezra and Elkwood, and Kezra and Elkwood, I wouldn't have gotten as far as I have. I owe them my life, just as I owe you my life. Too many times to count, Sir Thorne. Too many times.
Well, we're still counting, good chap. Here, pick me up. Yeah. And you guys, you know, wrap him around the arms, yeah, and you, like, yep, pull him up, and his legs, yep, very feebly just, like, flop, and he's just like, what is your guy's next move?
We can at least take him back to safety, leave him some rations, and then continue on.
We could maybe take him upstairs with Bob.
Yeah. Bob, here's a Reuben, that'll fix those legs up.
It's a restoration Reuben.
Kezra asks him, is there anyone else alive down here that you know of?
I heard some people talking. I imagine the Scarlet Triad members is the only thing that makes sense.
The Triad is behind this.
Of course it is. I always knew Malice was a downright bastard.
This is a lot of necromancy for slavers to just pull out of the hat.
Oh, no. There's more than just slavers. There's somebody extremely powerful here. I assume it's the Assyrian woman.
No other information?
No, they've from what I can tell, they're trying to bring back all the Crimson Briar members one by one and taking them out as much as they can. But they failed taking me, as you can see.
Indeed. You haven't heard anyone else come down here from us, have you?
No. I've mostly just heard the foreign voices, but I also don't know if they got people elsewhere, or if they've been working in the shadows some other place.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get you up with Bob. I think that's the best spot for you right now.
Yes, I could really use Reuben before going to the hospital.
Just grind up some oxy and put it over the sauerkraut.
Hold on, got some flay leaf, all right? Just chill you out a little bit.
That's illegal.
That's illegal.
I don't care.
What are you, a narc? Give me that.
We should, like, at least set, it's like the juxtaposition of how much time do we have, you know?
I mean, yeah, so I mean let's evaluate our situation, yeah, here. You have Sir Thorne, who has broken both of his legs.
Yeah.
I imagine you guys, you know, give him a, not a stint, what do you call it?
Splint.
Splint, there we go. You guys do that. He clearly needs, like, you know, some serious medical attention from a cleric, most likely. Elkwood, I know you're drained. I know a lot of people have taken a bunch of damage. Kezra, what are you doing on spells?
Kezra is... He's fine for another combat or two.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like, Elkwood is same. Like, he's drained, but as long as he's...
Hangs back.
And, yeah, Benson's also pretty fine.
Okay.
I would like to bring up, Benson, you have a shifting weapon, right?
Yes, I do have a shifting weapon.
Okay. Elkwood has the primeval mistletoe that can cast Shillelagh, and if it's cast on a club or a staff, then, and it is used against undead creatures, the weapon damage dice goes to 3.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's only with a club or
only
a staff.
Only a club or a staff.
I can make it into a club. It,
yeah.
Yeah, just go full bam bam.
Yeah, just make it into a mace or a Morningstar, for that matter.
I think its club is a very specific weapon.
It's a weapon group, or it's
specifically club.
It just says club.
It has to be a big old piece of wood, like Bam Bam's, okay?
Yeah, no, it says it's a piece of stout wood shaped or repurposed to bludgeon an enemy.
Okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
It's because of how Shillelagh works, is because you're enchanting it with, like, thorns and flowers and berries.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because it's a druid
weapon.
I actually made myself a great club one time at work, because we had to throw away a 15-gallon maple tree. So it's this, like, 4 or 5 foot, like, 4-inch gauge piece of wood.
Oh, whoa.
And I just cut it, because I had to throw it away because it died, so I cut it up with the saw, and I was just, like, holding it. I was like, I could really fuck someone up with this. Because it's like three times heavier than a baseball bat.
Wow.
But still relatively light because it was dead maple.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so if you cast a spell in it, it'd become 3d6 against undead, which is pretty sick.
That's pretty cool.
Could plus, you know, your strength mod and stuff.
Could we do it on a great club?
I don't think I can make this into a two-handed weapon.
Your bastard sword has the two-handed trait.
It's the trait, but yeah, I think true. For a great club, you would need two hands. Like, it would require two hands.
And he's a shield guy.
Yeah, you'd have to put your shield down. Or stow it.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, people do it in Dark Souls all the time.
Yeah.
Get a shield in one hand and a massive Havel's great club on the other.
Can I get that feat, Jake?
No. Okay,
you're
so
mean.
You guys feel fine, but what are you going to do with Sir Thorn at this point?
We at least have to bring him somewhere safe and give him some food.
Yeah, get him up in the kitchen. Give him a Reuben.
Yeah, get him a Reuben. Get him all sorted up, cleaned up.
Is it okay? Is there an entrance this way? Can we go back through this direction to the south?
Yeah. So if you go all the way to the south of the gorge, it eventually leads to the right. There's a hallway that leads to the right that would come out around the room
that we originally came. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Oh, shortcut then. Good.
Yeah, so usually the room with the fountain and stuff like that is usually just storage, but Grimshaw knew of this door down here. That's a secret door into the rest of the complex.
Yeah, but yes, he wanted to go through it, and that's okay.
You want to go through the other door? It's okay. It's fine.
Wow, so we could have found Sir Thorn, like, first.
Well, yeah, potentially gone in, fought the Witchfire.
Wow.
Yeah, and then found him, yeah.
Wow.
All right, so we bring him in.
All right.
Get him on the beds.
Okay, yeah, so you bring him in, put him on the bunk beds that the owner uses for naps.
Wait, we're not bringing him up to Bob?
Oh. Yeah. You
can
do that, too.
To be with someone who could watch over him. Yeah, I don't want to leave Sir Thorn and we come back and he's, well, I mean,
well, this is the kitchen, so this is the largest flat area, and we just throw him on the flat top grill.
it hurts.
Bedsit, what the hell, man?
Everybody knows you can't feel limbs that are broken.
All right, so we leave him and we head back down, right?
Yep. Okay. All right. You leave him with Bob. Bob gives him a supersized double-decker Reuben sandwich.
That hits spot right about now.
Like, what? Wow, I feel so much better with the sandwich.
Everything's better with the sandwich.
Everything's better with the Reuben.
Bob should probably go get some help, too.
No, yeah, Bob, don't leave your damn place.
Hey, Bob, do you know a good cleric that knows restoration? Just curious.
Just go to the embassy of Zonkuthan. We know a guy.
Bob's like,
shit, they would.
You want me to go to the embassy of Zonkuthan?
Yeah, we know a guy. Just ask for Alika. Tell him that Grimshaw sent him in. That's important.
Okay. All right.
He gets there, and the clerics of Zonkuthan go and look at him and go, I like this pain. Good job.
You've done a great job, and leave.
They look in this grand condition, and they're like, oh, you look lovely.
Like, oh, this.
How do you get that sickly, unhealthy complexion?
I paid 50 gold for this?
The new style, it's catching on.
If you guys go back to the gorge, if you're on the south side, There's a hallway on the south side, or south end, western side of the gorge, that goes up to stairs. So there's about 10 feet of stairs, and it goes up into a hallway that goes north and south. And Grimshaw, you would know that in this corner is sleeping quarters.
Okay.
And then the room to the north of the stairs, so you go up the stairs, a little hallway. To the north is a little, like, it's a little, like, recreation area where you guys can, like, make plans and stuff like that. Mm. And then directly to the south are sleeping quarters. As you start walking up the stairs, you hear some people laughing and shouting, and it seems like they're angry, but like in like a competitive way. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Like, nah, come on!
They're playing pickleball in the recreation area.
I was about to say they're probably like a poker game going on.
We had just enough spot. We had just enough space for a pickleball court and a poker table. Sometimes the two mix, and it doesn't end well for either party.
Don't mix pickleball and poker. Just don't do it.
Man, could you imagine the acoustics down here with pickleball? My God.
So did we want to cash Shillelagh on the shifted club?
I mean, would that really do a? I mean,
because what do you get right now? You're probably like 2d8 plus 6.
Just more than that, but yeah, in the area.
Yeah, so you'd go to 3d6. You're at 2d8 plus 6 or whatever, so you'd go to 3d6. So your damage cap goes up by 2, mm-hmm. and your damage floor goes up by 1.
Goes up by 1. But statistically, rolling more dice will get you a higher number anyway.
You're right. I'll shift it to a club and...
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good old Bam Bam Stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Elkwood will... I mean, it's the first time he's ever done this, because, God, I have no use for Shillelagh.
But, yeah.
Most people use it. Yeah, I mean, unless you're a level 1 or a level 2 person, I mean, shit.
At level 1, it's gnarly.
It's brutal. It's so brutal.
Very.
But, yeah, no, he kind of, like, runs this primeval mistletoe that's, like, kind of on him, and then he just kind of rolls it around the club, and then... chance something that like he doesn't understand what he's doing. I mean, he has no idea, but it like the club grows like flowers and thorns and spikes and just kind of looks, it kind of looks beautiful and enchanting.
And single tear falls from Benson's face,
blows with druid anger.
That's kind of how it works. I like this as the target grows vines and leaves and brims with primal energy. So
sick.
Cool.
Put the things right.
Okay. Which hallway do you want to go into first?
Shillelagh only lasts a minute, so I think we just start charging.
Follow the voices.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright, do you want to go to the north, or do you want to go to the room to the south? Room to the south is the bedrooms.
I think we heard voices to the north.
Yes.
So, Benson.
Benson to me.
So Benson will hop up with me, and we will... Time to kick the door open and get...
Cracking. You kick the door open to the north, and there is, in fact, a poker game happening in here.
Oh, sick.
Being played by, there is a Scarlet Triad thug, one of the dwarves, and a new Scarlet Triad member that you have never seen before. As she looks like this.
Oh, no.
Well, you can see what appears to be vials and little tinctures of what you assume to be poison all over her chest and on the table.
Gosh.
And as they turn around and see you, they go, "Get the fuck in here!" I'll see you guys next time.
This is going to be rough.
Oh, man. Hey, just get the fuck in here. We're here to party.
I brought the henny.
I got the natty ice.
Hello everyone, Mark here as the voice of Elkwood Grimm, to remind you to follow us all on our socials to stay up to date with the DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content in your life, be sure to check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions, conversations about gaming, and hey, if you like memes, we got the memes. And hey, if you need some last minute gifts for the holiday, why don't you just stop by our merch store at DragonPunchSquadMerch.com. See you on the next episode.